Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The church has remained silent on many fronts, but one front where there is a deafening silence is in respect to our persecuted brothers and sisters all around the world who are dying, who are being persecuted, who are losing their homes and their businesses and their church because they profess faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about Liberty Counsel's Liberty Relief International, how you can make a difference in helping our persecuted brothers and sisters. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, let me begin by reading from the book of Revelation. This is in chapter 20, and I want to read four verses here. It says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be loosed for a little while." Verse 4, "Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom judgment was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their forehead or in their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended." This is the first resurrection. You know, it is startling when you read that in the context with what's happening today, because that word beheaded is used one other time in the Greek New Testament, and it's at the time when John the Baptist was beheaded, and we know that his head was just cut off. You know, when I was younger, I used to think it was something that we would think of in terms of modern beheading, where you put somebody under a machine and you behead them, or an axe. But it's not. It's like what these modern or ISIS do, because they do an ancient act of beheading. They take the knife and literally cut your head off. This is what happened to John the Baptist, and his head was put on a platter. This is what happened to these saints, these souls that are under the altar who lost their lives because of their profession of faith in Jesus Christ, and they were beheaded for it. Now we're seeing this very thing happen around the world, and the church must speak up.
Yeah, it's really uncanny, Matt. I remember even, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I would look at the Revelation and read this and say, well, beheading, that doesn't make any sense. You know, they execute people in this day and age with the electric chair, or it just doesn't make sense to me. And now in the context of what we see happening with, of course, the 21 Coptic Christians that these Islamists beheaded on the beach, and now more recently, these 30 Ethiopian Christians, 15 of them were beheaded, 15 of them were shot, and we see it happening around the world. And, you know, this has prompted Evangelist Franklin Graham to ask the question, you know, is this even newsworthy anymore? Are Christians being beheaded? Is the world even shocked by the beheadings of Christians anymore? He says, "Each day's news seems to reveal new horrors from militant Islam. Can it be that the world is no longer as shocked by Christians having their heads cut off, and then ISIS proudly promoting this on video?" And I have to agree with them. I have to ask, where are the media? Where are, the larger world population? And Matt, where are Christians, worldwide Christians? Where's the outcry from Christians? Where's the calls for prayer and for something to be done? I know Liberty Relief International is at the forefront of doing something about this, to come to the aid of the persecuted and to pray for their Islamic persecutors.
You know, I was watching the news the other day in my gym where I'm working out, and I was on the elliptical and had just turned on the news for just a few moments. I usually listen to scriptures during the time that I'm working out, but this time I just turned on the news, and it was about one of the major mainstream networks, and they were showing some footage of refugees, not persecuted refugees, but people who were walking because they were becoming displaced. And I thought, where is the mainstream media with regards to these scenes of literally millions of people having been displaced? For example, even in Iraq, about 2 million Christians have been displaced because their homes, their churches, their businesses, their communities, they've been burned, they've been taken over, they've been killed, they've been persecuted, they've been raped because of this radical Islam assault on those individuals simply because they're Christian. But, you know, we can blame the media, and certainly it's been complicit in its silence. We can blame President Barack Obama for not even using the word Christian for the 21 Coptic Christians, calling them Egyptian citizens, and we can blame all of that administration, and certainly they are to blame for their silence, and I think history will ultimately look at that time and look at this kind of leadership in the same negative light that was looked at back in the Nazi regime when there was silence by many national leaders. But at the same time, the church has no excuse, and it is the church that ought to stand up for our persecuted brothers and sisters. We're doing something through Liberty Relief International. We are providing resources, funds, to various partners on the ground, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Syria, whether it's Niger, other parts around the world where our brothers and sisters are persecuted. There are churches, there are groups that are on the ground that know the situation. We're providing financial resources to them, and you can do that. You can be a part of it with Liberty Relief International. You can sign up for the email at libertycouncil.com.
Yeah, Matt, you know, we spoke earlier about the 69 church burnings in Niger, in the nation of Niger, and again, we ask, where are the mainstream media reports, and where is the church? Well, I was really taken by a number of the victims of this, their response. It really shows the spirit, the Holy Spirit, that these folks are just indwelled by the Holy Spirit. One of the wives of one of the pastors said, my prayer is that they, and that's, these are the Muslims who burned their church, that they would come to know Jesus and that the Lord would touch them, even in a dream. I want God to do to them what he did to Paul the Apostle when he persecuted Christians. God touched him on his way to Damascus. I want those men to experience the same touch from God. So not only do we Christians need to be providing relief as Liberty Relief International is doing, but we need to be providing prayer for both the persecuted and the persecutors.
Yeah, there was one school in Niger that was destroyed. It was home to about 240 students, the majority, interestingly, of which were Muslim. So this Christian school was also educating Muslims, but the Muslim mob ransacked this classroom. They left behind the message on each blackboard, quote, "There is no God but God," in other words, Allah, "and the Prophet Muhammad is his messenger." So there is no God but Allah, and the Prophet Muhammad is his messenger. That was what they put on the blackboards of each classroom in that church. But, you know, the Christians are still, just like the Coptic Christians, while they were being beheaded, they still prayed to Jesus Christ, prayed for forgiveness for the captors. It reminds you of Jesus saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." This is the face of Christ in the face of persecution. And our heart goes out for our brothers and sisters. Matt, we need to reach out and help them around the world.
Well, Matt, again, Liberty Relief International is doing yeoman's work here. How can people help out? How can people, in addition to praying, aid our brothers and sisters, our Christian brothers and sisters who are facing this horrible persecution?
Well, they can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, or you can call us at 800-671-1776, 800-671-1776, and ask to be placed on the Liberty Relief International email. You can also go to libertycouncil.com and sign up for that email there at libertycouncil.com. Be a part of that email. It's one of several of our email lists, but if you want to help, that's the email to be on. Again, it is Liberty Relief International, and we are helping a number of different partners. We vet them. We work with other relief organizations. We provide resources to organizations that are doing a good job, that are vetting these individual entities so that your money is used wisely. It's not going into some person's coffer or pocket to divert from the actual intended purpose. We're vetting different organizations. And so you can be a part of helping our persecuted brothers and sisters around the country, around the world, literally, by going to libertycouncil.com or calling 800-671-1776 and ask for the Liberty Relief International, and you want to be placed on that email. That's an email that comes out on a weekly basis, a couple of times a week, to tell you about what's taking place and how you can help. It's a great way to know how to pray and how to provide resources for our brothers and sisters around the world.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.